This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
I've been having a ton of conversations lately while you have been with real life, just unavailable. So after a month or more away, welcome back, Joel.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's been a lot of fun, the conversations I've been having, but it has sucked not having your input in them. And if you listen to the last conversation with Brian, the gauntlet has once again been thrown to record at a show. Now, to date, only Roger and Josh have ever accomplished getting one or both of us to record at a show since the first Joe Fest.
The first Joe Fest we attended together, our show had not been launched. So I guess that doesn't count. But the first Joe Fest at the big hotel, we have that recording where we sat down on like Friday night and had like a very like lively mini convo. And then we sat down on Sunday and we both sound legitimately dead.
Yeah, that was the one we did with A as well. So
I think we recorded one other time too. But I mean, we might have just scrapped that. Regardless, we're in the weeds here.
So yeah, the gauntlet is thrown. It should be a good time this summer. But as for right now, here in March, you know, welcome back. I know things have been busy for you. I am curious to get the full report. And from my end, it's been a lot quieter other than several conversations. And hopefully, you know, a lot more right around the corner. This train has been running fast and I like it. I don't know how long we can keep it up, but I know there's a lot more friends to talk to.
Well, I mean, we might have to switch the Friends episodes to, maybe we'll become a weekly show. More work for you.
whoa. Slow down.
So in my absence, I have been trying to handle some life stuff and get some stuff sorted out. And I know I talked about after Winterfest actually going through and like getting all my duplicates and extras together of Classified and anything else in the 6-inch scale. I sold a massive lot of Classified. I still have a complete collection with a few extras, but I sold an entire 00 up to like the 90s, I want to say, with maybe one missing figure.
All right, King, lead the way.
I worked up a deal with a shop I like in the Cleveland, Ohio area, Applejack's Toys. And I took a quick day trip, 4 hours each way, out to Cleveland, and it worked out well. I got only a little less than I had like hoped for, but it was still within, with some added store credit, it was right in a spot where I was comfortable. I used my store credit with the Classified and some additional store credit with some of the O-Ring Retro figures, and I basically traded it. This is just the credit, not the money I made off selling the Classified figures that I was using to squash some debt. With just the store credit, I was able to grab the Joe-Con Battle Force 2000 box set, which is a very divisive set because it is the members of Battle Force 2000 and the rest are the exact same bat with like one has red highlights instead of orange.
Oh, well, that's very okay. Well, before I make fun of a color change on a bat, how many of these did you already have in your collection?
Zero.
Oh, so this was a completely new bring into the house.
Yes. So just for those people who might not know, this box set came with the 25th style bat with a different head sculpt to match the V2 bat with the neon orange and the neon green accents. And it came with 8 of them, one with the red to maybe signify, was there like a variant or a fun school version? Maybe, I don't know. But it's another of this slightly head sculpt V2 bat, and then the six Battleforce 2000 guys. When this set was announced, it was very divisive because while everybody likes army builders, eight of the same exact army builder, and then a ninth, which is like the commander, but it's the same figure with just a slightly different color tweak. Kind of annoying.
Sure, especially at convention box rate.
Yeah, you know, it was over, I believe it was over $400 retail. Now, the funny thing is that when these figures came out, people were not that crazy about them. They were kind of frustrated with, obviously, you know, because classically speaking, they generally gave you a couple, they gave you two army builders in most box sets. So there were six and variation, and it was fun. This one, not so much. So the first couple of years, it kind of sat pretty close to retail. And then this toy store had $1,000 on it, which is it's the accurate price. So I got it for a little bit less than that with store credit. I didn't come out of pocket at all, which made me feel very happy with the transaction at large. But I'm happy to have it, especially with the circumstance. But like, I never would have bought that outright just based on what it is. And those bats, they used to sit around $35, $40. And then all of a sudden they were like $90 a piece somehow. We talk about this all the time. There is kind of no rhyme or reason with G.I. Joe for price hikes, because I understand with Marvel and Star Wars, like if there's a new live action show or a new movie and a character makes an appearance, you know, that generally dictates the price of things. Like the Naboo Starship went from being a throwaway item to $100+ overnight, thanks to The Mandalorian. These, I have no idea what sparked or caused this insane price hike, but...
You know, maybe it's one of those things where other collectors like you have gotten everything else and they're just trying to fill this hole, and it's causing a price increase. I'm speculating, of course, but as you said, why else would it happen?
Yeah. I mean, I know that's it. And I mean, the farther we get away from, you know, the 4-inch Modern Realm being on shelves, you know, the prices just keep crawling up and up and up because we're farther away. And you know, it's life. It's life in collecting. Things go up and down. Sometimes they don't go down quite as far as we'd hoped. But it felt amazing to kind of like clear off my toy pre-order card and still come home with like new toys that I've never owned before. And it's definitely made me a lot happier with where I'm at with Classified, just doing one. And it has made me really brought my love for the line back. I don't feel quite as like sour and you know, overrun and exhausted. Like now I'm actually looking forward to the vamp coming and the 260th troopers charge my card today. And I'm not stressed. It feels awesome. And I have not felt this stress-free about Classified probably since the first 6 months.
That's why I said, you know, lead the way. Because we play with all of it, I haven't tried to reduce anything like you have. Although I know a couple of years ago, I went from buying two of everything to selling off my extras, which were not as many as yours, and just keeping one of everything and reducing my army builders from 5 to 3, sometimes 10 to 3. It's tough when, you know, the prices, like the price of the vamp is great, right? $100 for that vamp is amazing. But then you and I were just talking about the price of the Night Force Ram, which we're all excited to get, is $15 more than the Tiger Force Ram or the Breaker Ram. It's nuts.
That's an insane price hike. And I mean, I'm still excited for that. I think it's a sharp repaint.
Sure, but you're only getting one now, so you don't have to worry about army building like the rest of us.
Well, I mean, it's a named trooper, or it's not an, it's...
But it's a Steel Brigade helmet.
Well, that happens to just seems to be the driver's helmet at this point, because Clutch comes with the same one.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just trying to, for once, trying to be the voice of reason here. I mean,
sure. But you know, I mean, but you're right. It's crazy. And I still like Classified, and I like Classified the most when it's the weirdest, which I know has been a sticking point for a while as they've, but I'm not jumping off the boat yet. But I am excited that, you know, you found a way to re-energize yourself a little bit by shedding a lot of your extras and shedding the things that weren't bringing you as much joy.
I did keep, I think I have 3 of the original Red Ninja because I really liked that design. And I have a bunch of those articulated icon ninjas that I buy on clearance. And I have a handful of the Marvel Legends. I like ninjas, obviously. This is not news to the show. But I will say, even though I did this huge purge and I've switched to one, I did order 3 Night Creepers.
There he is. So what else? What have you been doing outside of G.I. Joe? Because I know 4 inches is your realm.
Well, it's been, I've been on kind of a, truly, I have kind of been on like a buying pause because I've got some stuff going on where I need to be like a bit smarter with my money for the time being. And, you know, I've been really trying to shrink my debt so that my monthly expenses are a little less, you know, and also just get my head above water farther, you know. But that being said, a deal is a deal. I took advantage of one of the daily deals through BBTS, and I got a wave of Eagle Force figures that I had 3 of the 6, but one of them is like exclusive to the wave, and they never sold it independently through BBTS. Fresh Monkey Fiction put it up a couple times, and I missed out because it sold out in like literally 35, 40 seconds flat. And I'm actually, when that wave comes in, I'm going to list 3 of the figures on eBay for below retail just to kind of get rid of the ones I don't truly don't need duplicates of. I actually got 3 really cool Acid Rain pieces in that kind of match what I already have. I bought that really cool ABC a couple of years ago and like this really rich, dark forest green. And I have only purchased stuff that kind of interacts with that or with the stuff I already have. I went from really going too crazy with Acid Rain to like really jumping, not completely off, but like bare minimum because it's expensive. I mean, the stuff is worth it if you like it. The designs are weird. You know, the bodies don't look human, which is a turnoff for a lot of people, but I don't mix it. It's just Acid Rain because it doesn't interact with anything else that I own. And, you know, I've been really, really loving the Energon Universe stuff. And it's just been kind of nice to, it's been nice that the classified stuff has been caught up and we're getting stuff at like a really reasonable rate, even though it still was a bit crazy to get, you know, $240 figures and $100 vamp in 1 week. But at least it's not a full wave of figures, a second wave of figures, and then store exclusives. But it's, the Energon Universe has been awesome. And I've been trying to get some decent time in reading my ROM Volume 1 Omnibus. And I've been reading all the Energon stuff and staying current. And that's been awesome. And Larry's book as well. It's been very nice to be in on the ground floor with the comics and actually feel like, even though, yes, I technically would be better off with Larry's book if I knew all the details of his IDW run, but that's neither here nor there.
He writes in a way that you can pick it up at any point.
Yes.
And you have. And that's fine. And the Energon stuff really is energizing, which is not intentionally a pun, but hey, here I am. Are you caught up with Void Rivals, Duke, Cobra Commander, and Transformers?
I believe I'm current with the exception of you said Void Rivals 7 came out last week. So I did get the first trade. But I think that's the first 6 or first 5, maybe.
It's the first 6.
So, yeah, I have not read 7 yet. I'm actually probably going to go and get that tonight. I'm really excited to see how Joe enters the Void Rivals world.
One of the things that's killing me is when they announced Scarlet and Destro, there's already sample pages out there, which I know there needs to be so that people can get hype, but I don't want to see them. It's been tough avoiding. I've seen some panels and that's fine. You know, like I saw it, it's fine. But I'm going to buy them anyway, so I don't want to see the spoiler pages. But I am very excited for Scarlet and Destro to come out. I'm very excited that we have Cobra Commander and Duke and Transformers and Void Rivals. And I know at some point we'll get a Snake Eyes, and I'm not bagging on Snake Eyes, but it's nice that we're giving him a little bit of a rest.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we talked about it lightly, but like, I also love that this Duke book is not what you would think. Like Duke is a totally different tone, and it's awesome. And it's so, like, even with Cobra Commander, it's like a very interesting and new take on the character. And I'm like, I'm just really excited that these standalone books that are part of a separate universe actually feel like a 100% different universe.
Which is what I loved about Paula Lore stuff.
Yes.
I've got Toylana this coming weekend. And then the weekend after that is Xenia, Ohio, the great Ohio toy show, I think. I'm not 100%. Are you driving down for that with everything going on in your world? Or are you...
Probably not. It's probably not in my best interest to walk into, you know, the Garden of Eden.
Sure. 100%. And A and I have already been talking about this is going to be a busy year between adding an extra show with Xenia and me doing Heroes Con. I'd like to take, you know, I'd like to do some other things with him. So we need to take it a little light. And it's good to have a couple things on your hit list, but not going hard is the goal.
Actually putting myself on like a legitimate kind of like 98% pause has like really flipped the script on what I'm purchasing. I stumbled into a couple Star Wars Vintage Series figures on clearance. A Tusken Warrior with the weird little alien dog. And I had grabbed three and I grabbed them in Target and I was like, walking. I was like, no, we're going to go put these back. That's even on sale. That's, you know, $45-$50. I don't need to spend right now. It's kind of been, I'm excited to hit a show. I mean, I did really good at Winterfest, you know, partially because I had to, because I was flying, but I am like, kind of excited to see where I'm at when Joe Fest rolls around. And I'm flying to Joe Fest. So, yes, I have friends that will ship, but I also don't like having to ship stuff. I think it's probably going to be inevitable at Joe Fest, but I'm curious to see where I'm at. And, like, I'm truly going to try to be way more selective and actually take a break from the troop building stuff. So we'll see.
I don't know if you've paid attention, but speaking of Joe Fest, we have a huge English contingent of people coming in and a large Irish contingent of people coming in. It would be lovely to get some of our other international folks to come in as well. But that's another thing of with all the extra international folks that are going to be here, Joe Fest is going to be wild this year. And having a tighter budget and prioritizing the two-story bar con hopefully will keep things in check. That said, I mean, I'm not going sales celibate here. I'm just I'm trying to be a little more selective because everything on our hit list these days seems to be not on the common market.
Exactly. We're both outside of picking up a new toy line, you know, everything is kind of much higher than original sticker price, especially, you know, you being a vintage guy. I mean, obviously,
you know, I hate saying buying freeze because every time I say buying freeze, something wild comes in my way. But having that big 98% pause is really useful.
So I have been enjoying some media outside of Joe. Like I said, I've been reading ROM and watching some other live action TV shows that are not really anything we've discussed before. But we are currently halfway through the new and final season of Bad Batch?
Yeah. And it's been fantastic. I'm really enjoying Bad Batch.
Yeah, I mean the without any, you know, giving any details out, this week's episode was like extremely high tension. And it's interesting how they've been balancing out Disney gimmick, like, you know, the team has adopted a dog creature type thing and like there's always been the little elements here and there that they have to do and it's appropriate and it's fine. But a lot of the other story lines in this season are like
dark,
complex and like very complicated and it's awesome. And it's, you know, whatever ghost operatives or pseudo bounty hunter guys. I don't even know what the, you know, whatever, like
the shadows.
Yes, the shadows. Those guys are like, I just want the toys.
Just want the toys. Yes, absolutely. That is also part of the problem is we watch Bad Batch and we're like, yeah, we need that. We need that. We need that. That would be nice. We could use that. And the other day, A starts complaining that the ghost isn't here yet. And I'm like, we still got a while on the ghost, my guy. Along with Bad Batch, we just sat down and watched all of Fiona and Cake. If you'd like the Adventure Time with Jake and Finn series, we need to start the live-action Avatar The Last Airbender. And I've gone back to Golden Girls.
Great show.
It's fantastic.
I mean, it's the golden era of, is that technically considered a sitcom?
It's a sitcom, yeah.
I mean, it's a fantastic show.
1985.
Yeah, it's, you know, well, it's crazy is there was a reaction set of Golden Girls.
Yes, there was.
From years and years ago. And that is, if you want Sticker Shock, search that on eBay. Because last time I saw it, it was disgusting.
I did a few years back because I have a friend who is really into the Golden Girls. And I thought, I'll get this for him. He would love this. And I went, you know what? Never mind. I'm good.
So kind of rolling back into Joe, you're talking about a reduced hit list. So Joe Lana is next this weekend after this episode publishes. What's on the reduced hit list? Like what is currently driving... You know, what is the thing that you feel that you guys need to hit the collection?
The main thing on my list is still a couple foreign parachutes. Outside of something like that, I don't know. I'm kind of leaving that to A. I have a list of characters we're missing from the 82 to 94 run. And if he doesn't find something, then I'll pull off that. And it's not a lot. One of the things after talking to Pat and Phil... is certainly the Street Fighter II movie, the two pilot Guiles. But otherwise, I'm not overloading that list right now. I know I'm missing a few holes for 82 to 94, but the main things are, you know, those parachutes, if I can find them. A has a couple of things on his list, but I'm not even sure what those are.
So pretty normal for you to kind of have a couple of like far-fetched items that aren't impossible, but very unlikely.
Yes.
And then the rest is kind of like with the breeze.
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I was really hoping for was to have seen the Sergeant Slaughter Triple T Cup Transformer crossover. And I know that's not like a show list item, but because I'm going to shows, I was excited to see that and, you know, see if I could find a couple items that would go well with that, but we're still on the wait list for that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that would have to get rolled out on whenever the next, you know, G.I. Joe live stream is. I mean, we've seen public rumors of, you know, April pre-orders, so I would assume that there has to be an event soon. Who knows, though? You know, it's sometimes stuff just shows up.
Sometimes stuff just shows up. What about you? What are you, if you're at 98% paused, you just picked up a few things and you're not going to walk into a show. Are you looking at groups? Are you looking at eBay? Or are you just sitting on your hands?
Sort of. I always scour eBay for custom G.I. Joes just because, you know, like that's where I found that pre-production Action Man is in a lot of, you know, customs, but whatever. But part of the reason I'm on this big pause is I have a lot of Eagle Force figures pre-ordered. A lot. Probably somewhere between $500 and $600 worth. Because a lot of the figures that are coming soon, and we've got, you know, straight from the mouth of Fresh Monkey Fiction, they're coming soon. We've seen photos of final factory samples. So it's coming soon. And a lot of these figures, to be polite, they're homage figures. And I have a slight fear that they will be one and done.
So you have to get them now or you're not going to get them at anything less than insane.
Yes. So a lot of the Eagle Force stuff, all the Eagle Force stuff is small run. And a lot of it does not last long in the single figure versions on BBTS, meaning they're there for what seems like a couple days and then they're gone. And then the only way to get some of these are if you buy the whole wave. And the particular figures that I want pay homage to Red Shadows, Baron Ironblood, Black Major, and they are mixed in with a lot of the gold figure. And I have not purchased, the only gold figure I've purchased is the crossover with Chicken Fried Toys, Jay Russell's product. That's the only gold clad Eagle Force figures I own. And it's one singular figure. So I have a lot of these troopers ordered because they look very classic. been something I've wanted for a long time. I've bought custom heads and never done anything with them. I'm ready. We got in our Red Wolf Troopers from Skeletron. We have the RoboSkull coming sooner than later. And I have a good army of the Red Wolves, or the Wolf Trooper in red. I am excited to have kind of the combination of the more futuristic Skeletron version and these, you know, Eagle Force figures look a lot more classic. And I've went in heavy, and I've canceled a ton of pre-orders across the board, but these ones are not getting canceled. Even if they do get to reissue them, who knows when? I pre-ordered these figures over 2 years ago.
Speaking of over 2 years ago, you still haven't received your Vietnam stuff from
Marauder. That's still in delay, and I have seen accessories and body parts that I speculate that are getting mixed in with some Marauder stuff. I have a feeling we're going to get the first round of Marauder stuff soon. I don't necessarily know where I stand with that. I think I'd rather have it all at once, just because with the Vietnam one, I did two separate pledges. That was a lot of money in, and I did a ton of add-ons. So it's going to kind of be harder to keep track when stuff is coming in broken up boxes versus, you know, when I got my World War II shipment, I sat down with my paper list that I made and went through and compared it to the list they print off, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I can say this now, but I know the first time I get the shipping notification for the first round of those figures, I'm going to be going crazy. But that's definitely a big part of the pause besides other life stuff. It's just like, I know I have a crazy amount of these Eagle Force figures. And I believe they said there's like 28 or 30 separate figures all kind of hitting at once.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't have everything pre-ordered. Like I just said, I don't order the gold stuff. I've been pretty selective with what I am purchasing from them. Their take on the Red Shadows essentially is I'm really pleased with, and I'm not going to miss out. Like, I have a lot pre-ordered, so I'll be good.
Well, hopefully we can get our schedule synced again where you and I can record more often together, especially with all of our guests that have been coming through. I love having all of our friends come through and sit with us and chat for a while, but it is more fun when you're there than when I'm by myself. The next couple conversations going forward, hopefully we can get you involved again.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.